Welcome, Sonnynet.
Good evening.
Good evening. Sorry, we're small in numbers tonight.
Yes. I have been trying to work with the energy this time. My difference to join with you once again.
Thank you. It's always wonderful to have you. Thank you for making the effort when there's not so many of us. Does it make it more difficult for you to come tonight?
Yes. A little, but nevertheless, I am with you now.
Thank you for coming.
I was interested to hear you discuss a matter of time. Because this time I wish to tell you that my visits with you will become a little longer.
That's good.
Longer in time before I come.
More interval, longer intervals between the visits.
Yes.
You've said before that you're gradually... Is it a bit like weaning us off a little bit?
I think that is an appropriate word. Because the time is coming. After many, many years, that there is not too much more I am willing to give. So, that is my first comment for you this evening. But, as always, I will always know what is happening with all of you. We are not separated just yet.
Thank you.
I have said to you that this earthly year would be helpful for all of you to develop your spiritual gifts. And I believe you will say to me that this is so. You have all developed greatly, whether you recognize it or not, this past month. Do you agree?
It's very difficult to measure. Spiritual growth.
Yes, but I am here to tell you that you have grown much.
I do feel as if I'm able to meditate more easily, and as if spirit is part of my life every day now, rather than just coming to the meetings.
Yes.
So I feel as if I'm more complete, really.
It is an ongoing growth for yes. you, my dear friend, as it is for all of you. Mm-hmm. Yes. So, I hope that you understand that the reason for my not so frequent visits is one to help you all develop in different ways, whilst at the same time trying to guide you further, at least a little further.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. It's been a privilege to be here and listen to you.
Thank you. Yes, we have become united in a way that is not always possible with people on the earth. But in coming to this group of people over the years has been for us a great blessing, shall I say. Yes, I will use that word, blessing.
That seems sort of exactly how we feel. It's such a blessing to have you help us to, Mark was saying about authenticating certain things.
Yes.
We weren't sure about before.
Yes, you have. That is why I say you have grown so much with your words, your actions. You have shown other people not so well informed of what the truth of spirit really is. You cannot know, my dear friends, how wonderful it is to see the lights of thought in your world grow brighter. It is indeed for us, especially those who have managed to work with you, indeed a great blessing. Now, whilst we have good energy, do we have any questions this time?
I got a question from Emily, who used to come to the group.
Yes.
Sarah's daughter. If I could just read this out to you, she'd be very, very grateful, I know. She's reading a book called The Medical Medium by Anthony William. He has spirit with him who is always there, working with him to diagnose people and assist with food choices in healing. Spirit says he's never walked the earth, but he's not a guide. He just says he's a word, compassion, which is the tip of God, who is love. And she wonders if you know of this, and if you also resonate with a word.
We all resonate with that one word, love. All of existence is love, and your Bibles and your books teach that God is love. There is no doubt that love is an expanse of spirit. It is a word that we all use, and sometimes we use the word too lightly. Love is something that you feel. It is not there to be touched or to be felt with any kind of limitation. So yes, I would say to her, I agree with the word of love.
Mm-hmm.
Compassion he uses is because he is helping people. And after all, we all have compassion. If only at certain times in your existence. Compassion too is also lacking in some people because it is a word that is misused.
Mm.
Misused in the sense that people do not understand what true compassion means. What was the other part of the question, please?
I think she was wondering about it says that he's never walked the earth and he's not a guide. I wondered if that was whether she wanted to know if this person helping Anthony William, perhaps they're a bit like you who haven't walked the earth, or
yes, I do not know the answer to that straight away, but I will find out. There are of course many people who tread this earthly planet.
Yes.
Whether they have walked the planet is another matter.
Mm.
But I will find out and let the lady know.
Mm. If they haven't walked the planet, would that... could we assume that they're from a more angelic realm or something like that? Or
there is no mention of... that in her words, but it is possible that the spirit has decided to return in this way, perhaps to experience whatever compassion and love for others. But I would have to, as I say, look to this when I return home.
Oh, thank you.
I am surprised that she uses it singularly. Normally, in these cases, in cases such as myself, we are a conglomerate. It has never worked with just one person.
Hmm.
Of course, there are people who come to earth to help others. There are many good spiritual doctors who do this work.
Mm.
So I am a little surprised that there is no mention of this.
Mm.
But I will let you know.
Ah, thank you.
I hope that helps the lady.
Mm. I'm sure it does, thank you. Yeah. Do we have any other questions?
Mm. I have one about pyramids, but I wondered if the original pyramid entrances were from underground to maintain the pyramid shape.
Yes, I believe I am correct in saying that these openings were not at the very beginning, but came at a later stage when all things were thought about. But they had a great deal to do with the support, as you say, of the shank of the pyramid. Yes, indeed, they have been there for a great, great length of time.
Yeah.
Yes.
So the entrance would have been from underground tunnels.
Yes.
Yeah. And I wondered about the floor as well, whether that was earth or whether they put down a...
There was a material not known, and I don't know if we have discussed this, a material for the floor, the earth, call it what you will, that is not commonly known about.
Mm.
Yes.
So that presumably the earth would be probably better than putting down something made up.
It was mixed with this other solution, which is not known to man at this present time.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yes.
And
they are wonders of the world, are they not?
They are. And I wondered also about looking at the dimensions of some pyramids. Some are a lot wider at the base, like the Bosnian one is very wide and comes in at more of an angle, so it doesn't go as upright as the Great Pyramid. And I wondered about that, whether they made them wider to encompass what was going on underneath.
Yes, of course. They needed space to work. So the areas where they have wider openings was for a reason, very good reason, to harbour whatever they needed to use from space.
Right.
So yes, you are correct. There are some areas which are much wider than others.
Mm.
Does that help you?
Yeah.
No.
Well, in the sense, I'm trying to build one at the moment, and I'm just sort of trying to sort of make it as good as I can, really. So, I mean, I'm making mine out of wood. I don't know if that's... Would that be a reasonable...
material
to build out of?
Yes, well, I would suggest that you try other ways as well, if you can, if you are so interested. But, my dear friend, all of these things are long past. You gain knowledge from what is left upon this earth. But you need to accept it and think that the universe and those people who came from afar worked many ways with many uses not known to the modern man of today. So I say to you, my dear friend, do whatever you feel you need to do. Allow yourself to be influenced from spirit, and you will choose the right pattern and pathway.
Mm.
You understand?
Yes, thank you.
Yes. Now, are there more questions?
I thought of one actually, if you don't mind. I was thinking about my mum recently, Sally, who passed away just over 3 years ago.
Yes.
And like George from the group here, she suffered with a cancer at the end of her life and was very ill. And I understand that when you do pass to spirit, if you've suffered with a long illness, you very often go into, I think, what's been described as a spirit hospital.
Yes.
To recover, and that can take some time before that spirit is then strong enough to maybe you know, show a sign or make contact with us back here in this earth. And but then I was a bit confused because we're also told that time in spirit doesn't really exist. So I was just wondering, I'm not really sure where the question's leading, but I was just wondering whether...
yes, time...
How does that work, really?
Time is one of the hardest things for you as Earth people to accept.
Mm.
Time goes forward and time goes backwards. It is integrated.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, if you have someone who has suffered with long illness, they do come to spirit hospitals where that spirit energy is given to them for as long as they need.
Mm-hmm.
Time does not come into this because in spirit there is no time as such. So I feel your question is, how long should it take for a human being pass to spirit, come back? Let me say to you, my dear friend, some spirits do not wish to make contact for quite a long time. It's not only to do with whether they have had illness, but sometimes it is just that they do not want to do and return.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel as I speak to you, your mother, I believe you said, must have made some contact with you but has not been felt by you.
Mm-hmm.
That is true, is it not?
Yeah, probably.
I feel sometimes you block when she is around you, mainly because you are not sure, or you're not quite sure of who it is.
Mm. Yeah, I was thinking that the other day actually as well, that I hadn't dreamt of her, and I imagined I might have done, but then I did have a dream at the weekend where she was there.
Yes. It takes time. Everyone wants it to happen immediately in Earth time. But, as I say, time is not the same in spirit. So what to you may seem like forever is but a blink of the eye.
Mm. We had agreed on a code word, so that I know that's admitting doubts, which... there isn't any, but we always joked that we had a word that she would use, or a sign.
Yes, lots of people do this.
Yeah.
Hold on to that word or sign and it will happen.
Mm.
Just give her a little more time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If you could have a quiet word as well, that would be
appreciated. I'm not really involved with that.
Okay.
But I understand how you feel.
Thank you, that's very helpful.
Yes. She will come. She will come.
I thought she had been back at least once here.
Well, I think Eileen's had some clairvoyance, hasn't she?
Mm.
But yeah, I was thinking something more.
But
dramatic.
That is not the same as wishing for it.
Mm-hmm.
Most people want to feel or touch or see even.
Mm-hmm.
But it is just time.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you, she is still in the spirit hospital,
okay,
nearing the end of what we call her treatment.
Thank you.
Which is beautiful, beautiful energy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's nice to know. Thank
yes.
You.
Mm-hmm. So be a little more patient,
mm-hmm,
and your experience will come.
Mm. Thank you. Thanks very much.
Yes. I feel for this time I have spoken enough. Thank you for being so patient for me to speak.
Thank you for coming in. I know we'll really hope you will continue to come, even though we fully understand the reasons for less frequent visits.
Yes, I will of course still be coming. It will just be a longer period of time.
Right, yeah.
That is all it is. It is a spreading out of time, as we have just said, does not exist. And yet it is a word we constantly use.
But you've given so many words over the years, many teachings. It's we've got so much to continue to work with and
understand.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, you will never fully understand it. It is, I almost regret using the word impossible. But it is more and more difficult to give you information that you could fully understand. And of course, when first I came to you, I said, you know, I only wanted to give the truth, the truth of spirit.
I think we have so much more than most people in this world, don't we?
Yes. But so for now, my dear friends, I leave you as always cloaked in my love, that most important word. But you know, there does come a time when any word is unnecessary. When you exist in non-time, then that is the greatest gift of all.
Well, thanks and love with you, love.
Yes, thank you. Yes, thank you. Our love goes with you.